currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU. You on your way? I am about 17 minutes out, according to the Googles. Well, the place gets pretty busy. I'm just going to head over there now, make sure we got a spot. All right, I'm pretty sure we got six. We got Steve and Don, you and I, John and Mark. So, yeah, we got six. No, Steve? Yeah, Steve, Don, you, Mark, John, and I. Okay, I missed the first one. All right, I'm just about to get in the car here. See you there, okay, Peter. All righty, we'll see you there in a bit, about 15 out. The parking lot's almost full already. What was that? The parking lot's getting pretty full already. All right, well, I'm 8 minutes out.
K-8-D-B.
The parking lot's full. There's a street just to the south of the building where there's parking. Morning, Don.
Morning. And good morning, Phil.
Okay, they're going to put a couple duos together. It's going to take about 5 minutes. So, it should be perfect. Yeah.
All right. Well, I was thinking it'd be early enough, but Phil must know the territory.
Yeah, this is an extremely popular place.
Well, Sean has very high standards, so I hope he's satisfied.
Extreme. And from the Kegel Sylvan Lake area forever, for life.
Oh, man. I'm glad somebody committed to this, or I'd be still laying in bed. But it's such a pretty morning.
It is. It's a little brisk, but looks nice. Now, I do see a little bit of clouds off to the west, but to the south is blue sky, so might even dare get a car wash today.
Yeah, I'm driving by Ellen's. Ooh, that's busy. I mean, we might not have gotten in there today. And across the street is Leo's Coney Island, and there's two cars in the parking lot, so. Got a greasy spoon backup if needed. I was looking earlier, and apparently it's supposed to get thunderstorms later. And some possible snow overnight, but no accumulation. It's just going to be cold.
Yeah, you want to stay away from the Leos. It's pretty bad.
I've gotten this very often, and I watch it twice. I don't mind Leos. I want to work for it. Where am I? No, it's fine. Yeah, anyway.
is double down one. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, I was just saying that Wally and Dakota and Greg and I did Leo's. It's taking me in the back way here, which is nice, scenic. Anyhow, we did a Leo's on Hall Road in Macomb Township, and that was pretty good, I thought. Everybody was pretty happy, I think. So it must vary by location.
How are you coming by Pine Lake Road?
Mr. Google said the fastest route was Square Lake and then go straight at Telegraph, straight through to Middle Belt, make the left, and then make the right here on the, whatever I said it was, Pine Lake. So that's what it told me to do.
Okay, well, I guess that makes sense, this time of day. All right.
It's scenic.
You guys get here quickly, and people are pouring in.
I'm pulling up, so I'm fine. KABB.
Yeah, not 2 minutes. See you there. I'll be at a few.
Yeah, get down. Three of the cars just pulled in.
Surprised we haven't heard anything from Steve, Mark, or John.
Yeah, I don't know. Here comes John. Warning.
Mark just said something in the Discord, and I'm at Lobster and Long Lake.
Okie doke. Well, it tells me I've got less than a quarter mile to go, so we'll catch you when you get here. WAFU.
Yeah, it'll be on the right. You may want to pull in the street just south there and park in this. There's some parking on the street right next to it.
And at AJ Mobile.
Is there somebody else there? Cape here.
Connected to CMN Network.
N8NM W8FU. N8NM W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
All right, looks like we're all going at a donut place right next door.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
I placed an order, but I already had a bagel. Enjoy, W8RCY, and good morning to everybody out there.
If we went to get donuts, there'd be many glucose monitors beeping away. K8BB.
Well, it's taking me back this way.
What way? Did you get any pastries?
I did. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, not for me. I got one that maybe if she doesn't eat it, I'll eat, but I got things that she would like. So, peace offering.
I'm going to go
go get a car wash. Thanks.
Started, not so much a peace offering, but just trying to be nice and, what was that? Anyhow, so I got something for her, and the lady says, would you like anything else? And I'm like, yeah, let me get another one of those. So I got two of these really cool-looking raspberry tree thingies that, I don't know, man, that stuff almost looks too good to eat in there.
Am I desensing you?
A little bit.
So I'm playing around with the TV.
No way.
Seems to work pretty good out here.
There you go. Yeah, I did the same thing. I found some cinnamon thingy that I know she'll like, and then there was a choco waffle thingy. And then the banana thingy, I got three things. And then the banana thingy I would like, but, if she wants it, she can have it. So, three pastries, $20. Ka-ching. Yeah, I came close to the banana things, if you got the ones that look like little bananas. No, this was more of a, a pastry that had, like, chocolate and banana in it or something like that. I don't know. We'll find out. But, Phil was asking, how's it compare to Tringali's? And it's just different. This place is going more for that, French bistro, cappuccino, come in, get a cappuccino and a pastry kind of a thing, more of that kind of a French feel. Whereas Tringali's is, old school Italian bakery, so little different. Yeah, I didn't see any bread here.
Well, there's some sandwiches with bread.
And then they had some little tiny samples of something by the cashier. I don't know what that was, but could have been bread. I stand bread corrected. All right, well, I'm going to be pulling up in the driveway here, so we'll catch you later. 73rd, 10-8-9-0.
Roger Dodger. Yeah, Phil, regarding that VHF working good out here, it does make for some interesting situations. You could get a VHF, like let's say you got an NX 5300 or 54, 55, whatever, 57, I think it's 5700 is the VHF. You get a VHF 5700 NX, and all you need of that is conventional P25, and then you'll have P25 and VHF covered. Then you could get a UHF one that has just DMR, that would be your DMR deck in UHF. And then, you could, whether you buy a 5900 or not, it's up to you. But, you buy that 20 control head, and both will be running simultaneously. So, and that probably could be put together for a pretty good price.
True. Yeah, that's a thought. Anyways, what was I going to ask you? Damn, I just had a thought here and I went right in one ear out the other. Give me a second. Oh, yeah. So is there a Pontiac receive site?
He has a receive site for his day job. I don't know if he has a receiver for the Detroit machine. Remember you kind of held it down by the floor and couldn't make it in? So I don't know. If he had a Pontiac site, do you think he'd still be able to make it? I don't know.
Yeah, because even, I mean... of the choices were Nova and Detroit, and I just don't think inside my house I'd be able to make either of those, but I did. But I was able to, so I'm just thinking maybe there's a Pontiac one.
Well, it could be the diversity thing coming into play. He's got a receiver for sure in Mount Clemens, of course, Detroit, and then Novi. You know, and so, yes, they're not close to any one, but take into account the diversity effect, and you know, perhaps you're always able to hit one of them.
Roger. All right, I'm just about here at the car wash. I got to take my antennas off as soon as they pull in there. Talk to you later. Good breakfast. Nice seeing everybody. KAPR.
Yeah, no, nice place. Just like you said, pretty small for a group. Oh, well. But I couldn't once we were waiting there. But we gotta go here and find out what's. The food was very good. So, we'll definitely say either very early next time or 4 left. All right. Catch you in a bit. W8FP. AD8OD. W8FP.
You guys get any snow by you?
Can't see that.
Hey, snow? Yeah, it was just a little bit of flake from the clouds.
Well, if we did, I didn't notice it. I, just leaving the restaurant, well, not just, but left the restaurant a little bit ago. We were in there for a while. So, anything flurried while we were there, I missed it. I heard that there might be some, a flake or two, which is just crazy. I don't care if it doesn't amount to anything. It's just, what a weird spring.
Yeah, it really was nothing. I mean, maybe like a couple flakes from the clouds, and I'm like, at first I thought it was just like pollen or something, but you know, it was a little bit of flakes, but it was nothing. It was like, it lasted maybe like 15 seconds.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, there are some clouds in the west that, look, I can see. I got a real wide open to the west. I'm right here at 16 and I-75 right by the PNC building, and I can see quite a distance. It looks like snow clouds, if you will, but nothing so far. Ah, well, 46 degrees according to Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, I was out here listening to you guys. It's always noisy by the road here, so I usually don't key up. But, yeah, just letting the dog do her thing.
You take her for a walk, or just got her out in the yard?
A little bit of both. Take her down the sidewalk a little bit by that farm, and then, bring her back, and she starts wanting to run around the yard. Usually gets her to go.
Yeah, my guy, I let him out, and I always remind him he's got a poo-poo and pee-pee. One thing's for sure. Every pee-pee is not a poo-poo, but every poo-poo is a pee-pee.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I'm still trying to wean her out. If you're still having accidents in the house, then I invested in a really good steam cleaner, but winter is just hard. Smaller dogs, they just don't want to go in that thick snow.
Yeah, you know, I got really lucky with my little Chihuahua. He's a ballsy little guy. Nothing seems to faze him.
He just, you know, he'll go out. I mean, if it gets so, you know, deeper than him, he gets a little freaked out. But I can't believe what a little trooper he is. So I've had bigger dogs than we're all. My big Dobermans would, like, tiptoe and, like, yeah, I don't want to go out, you know, and all this. And I got this little Chihuahua, and he's like, get out of my way.
Yeah, I would say this one's the most challenging of the four dogs I've had throughout my life. I thought the Cocker Spaniel was that one was a challenge. He would do the submissive pee. You know, anytime you'd come home, they would just pee in front of you, like a submissive pee. And that was hard to break that habit. But this one, you know, she found some spots in the house, and now those are her spot, so it's really a challenge. I do the best I can to clean it, but their nose is so sensitive.
Yeah, my sister had a dog that was an excited peer, and it was a Dalmatian, actually. And as far as that, if they got a spot and they return to it because of the smell, there's a special cleaner that you can get from, like, Chewy. And it's specifically for that. It is specifically to take and get rid of, you know, any signs of, you know, odor-wise. I think it just overpowers it with something else. But, you know, I don't know if it works or not, but I saw it advertised because I had the same thing. My little guy's pretty bad. The only time he'll generally go is if we fail to, you know, let him out, you know, and, you know, for too long. And then he's very good about it. He goes into the best possible spot. And we usually, you know, often if we know we're going to be gone for a while, you know, we'll put a pad down there, and he'll generally get it right on the, he'll go there and go right on the pad. But every once in a while I walk in, and it's like, it's right off the pad. So he definitely went over there. He definitely went into the cubby, and he definitely was probably standing on the paper, and he pooped on the floor right next to it. I'm like, ah.
Well, at least he got it in the right area. Yeah, I tried the pheromone scented pads and all. Yeah, that's what you take to that. But no, it's like you say. If it's usually our failure, if we don't take them out or take her out, then that's when the accidents happen. So I've been trying to do like the 9. What is it? The three-hour schedule: 9, 12, 3, and 9. There's a 6 in there, too.
Yeah, we don't have anything that regimented. We, basically, can I get through here? And, yeah, I could have done it. I'm at, trying to get to TJ Maxx here, over by, the Oakland Mall. And I did the turnaround just a little early. So I couldn't get into their lot, but there was a Burger King. I could have got into their lot. I just couldn't tell if I could get out of their lot into the shopping mall lot. It looks like I could have, but I missed it. Oh, well. Anywho, I'm going to run in here, find a spot, run into TJ Maxx, see if I can find some socks. I've been buying them there lately. Get a bargain. After yours, W8FU.
Alrighty then, enjoy. Yeah, you buy mine at Costco. Talk to you later. If it is.
Yeah, I still got to get by there and pick up some of them wool socks we talked about. But, alright, I'm here. Davy, get a few.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W-Y.
W1BLU, W1BLU, KCKJO.
WD8KLL monitoring.
Hey, Craig, or Greg, KCKJO.
Well, hello, Tom, KCKJO, WD8KLL, how are you?
Oh, just PG. Been at my late mother-in-law's house with my wife and her friend and my wife's older brother. Go through a bunch of junk so we can get stuff out of the trash today.
Oh, okay. Roger on that one. I got to do the same thing. I thought about getting one of those dumpsters and just park in the driveway for a day or two, Roger.
Why not? You can get one of those ones from GLF or something like that. It's like a dumpster in a bag kind of thing. You kind of throw a bunch of junk in it, then they come and pick it up.
Yeah, my better half's been threatening to do that for a while. We need to do it, actually. I got a whole basement full of stuff that needs to get purged.
I'll be right back. I've been called to the kitchen. KCKJO.
All right, Tom, we'll talk at you later. WD8KLL.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W1BLU, W1BLU, KCKJO.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Delta 8 Papa something. Your audio level is very, very low. Radio signal seems pretty clear from what I could tell, but the audio level is very, very low. ADHJL.
ADHJR, Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, is this any better?
Mike Papa, yes, it's a little better. Still not what I would, let's put it this way, you're still way down audio-wise compared to the alerts that come from the repeater, like connected to the CMN network, that type of thing. The audio levels are still low, but readable. I can understand you this time.
All right, very good. Thank you for that. I'll have to check my mic date. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm just getting ready for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coordinate that happens on Thursday. 932 megahertz or kilohertz, and this is their backup frequency.
You're using the same device that can go all the way from 80 meters all the way up to 440. That's fairly impressive.
Unfortunately, no. My ICOM is the 706 Mark II, not the Mark IIG, so I'm having to use two different radios for that. But I just want to make sure they're both working before I go.
Got it. Makes sense. For some reason, I thought you were worried about the mic gain on both levels, but nothing you said actually implies that. So never mind. Anyway, like I said, it works. People will be able to understand you. You just might have to make sure you stay real close to the microphone. Anyway, hope you have a good afternoon. AD8JL.
WUO.
NAWRO. NAWRO and ADBF. NAWRO, go ahead. Did you guys make it through your net okay?
Yeah, you mean the Sunday State Net just a little bit ago? It was tough.
Yeah, I tuned to it to monitor because I heard someone out here mention it, and you were good, obviously, but we're basically neighbors. But man, I could hardly pick out anyone else.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when they do the HF, and we can try to catch it on. Well, it was UHF this time.
Oh, you guys broadcasted on UHF?
Yeah, that's right. Central Michigan does the trick where they have a control operator, and then they broadcast it. In this case, it's on the UMP. So I had to shoot down to Mount Clemens. They isolate the Clem from, Sean's FBI network. Normally, they do the same thing for VHF on the 7.2. It doesn't really matter. They didn't do it this week, so it tends to work out. But, wow, sometimes that signal, you're trying to pull it out of the weeds.
Yeah, copy that. I was monitoring you guys on my 705, and even with RF gain and just noise reduction, I'm trying to pick you guys out. It was tough.
Yeah, sometimes I use the ASP on the Yaesu here, and that works, but, you got to have a certain signal for that, so certain level of signal for it to work.
Yeah, I have that on my 150. I know what you mean. It's not necessarily great for repeaters, but if you got a weak signal, sometimes you can pull it out.
Who you're talking to, not on the repeater, Dakota? Yeah, Sean, I think there's something going on with, am I doing it? 147.2 and FBI?
Oh, I thought it was Dakota. Is that Tim?
I'm not hearing over on 147.2, but I'm hearing you over here, but just you. Well, the state net just got done, and I'm wondering if it's something related to that, or maybe I'm doing something wrong. But yeah, Dakota was here too. Go ahead, Dakota. What are you hearing?
I hear both of you, and I'm looking at the dashboard here, and I'm linked up to 43732 on my repeater, so I'm not sure what's going on. Oh, hold on, that's my dashboard. Let me pull up the other one. So when you transmitted there, Dakota, I heard you both on FBI and 147.2, and just suspect that the state net just ended. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the dashboard. I'm just coming in on the FBI network here, coming in from my repeater.
Yeah, and we haven't reconnected. We're still disconnected for the Sunday night net. So I don't know how we're going out over 7.2.
AWRO testing on 147.2.
I think Lance just tried to key up.
Yeah, somebody's got something going on, crossband repeater, something like that. Cut it out!
Well, I will stand by and monitor until this gets sorted out. I don't want to be that guy, but I'm looking at my end, everything looks right, so I'll be standing by. N8DDF.
The toys are too powerful for the clientele.
N8NTN. I've got you guys showing up on both 3-1 and on 3-3. N8NTN, clear.
Well, the interesting part is we're not on MI-1, as far as I can tell. For some reason, we're bridged between... And it doesn't look like it's on the All-Star end. It doesn't look like it's done in the background. Somebody's got something external. So, no idea. Hopefully they'll get their head out of their dupa and figure out what they're doing and shut it off.
And it ends.
I don't know. It's a mystery to me. N-A-W-R-O. I do know, Sean, that 147 and the UHF for Mount Clemens are connected usually, but why would it do this? I give up. N-A-W-R-O, clear but listening.
N-A-W-R-O, this is N-8-N-T-N.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to, I'm just letting you know that you're showing up on 3-3 and on 3-1 up here in the Saginaw Valley area. I'm not sure how you're getting here.
I suspect it does have something to do with that state net, but because I'm transmitting in two areas, I'm going to stop transmitting. I'll appreciate the assistance. November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar.
N8NTN clear.
Hey, Tim, drop MI-1. Let's see if it goes away.
Copy that. Stand by.
I did notice a plethora of calls I had never heard earlier.
I'm sorry, Tim, you know I meant drop MI-2, right?
Yes, DC 7.2.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, the dash. Okay, so let's see here. All right, looks like it was something coming in on the network.
All right.
You know what I find puzzling is that I'm not linked. The FBI's network is not linked anywhere. We've got RJD, then we've got the West Bloomfield, Richmond, Romeo. We got 2.6. So then we've got some private nodes, AB8Y, RCY, IEJ. So we've got no connections to my one or two on the FBI network. And now that we've dropped the MI2 network from the Mecca, we no longer have the link. So, interesting.
NAWRO. So we certainly can keep that down until further notice. And then the other odd behavior was I checked in on the StateNet on the UMP, and 7.2 is usually activated a few minutes afterwards. It never was activated. No big deal, but, you know, now this happened. But, yeah, I'll keep it disconnected until we figure it out. Usually Jeff is assisting Mike, is it OBU, as a control operator. I don't know who was doing it today.
I really don't think it's coming from them because, you know, the FBI network has no connection to them in any way whatsoever. So I have a feeling that somebody, one of the private nodes that are connected up to the FBI is also connected up to the MI2. So we could do some bubble charts and probably figure it out pretty quick. But I think that's what's going on.
Hey, EAWUO.
What do you think, John?
That's actually what I'm doing right now. I'm looking at the bubble charts, and I see a AB8Y connected to FBI, connected to KC8UMP MI2. I'm not sure if that would be the candidate.
I brought it up right as you said that. Yep. Lance, come on, man. I wonder if we're still going out on...
We would hear it over here now, because he's still linked.
Anyhow, it looks like Lance has got his node linking the MI2 to the FBI. Shame on him. He should know better.
So it's one of those instances where you can drop the one personal node wise box and still be all connected?
All right, I dropped it. Go ahead and connect back up. I'll bet we're fixed now.
Understood. Stand by.
And now we ask the bully Lance.
V8OE mobile.
Okay, yeah. Yep, that was it. Because you're connected back up, and I am not. We're just fine. All right, that was it. And Lance had something weird going on. I'll give him some crap.
All right, I just tested on 7.22, so we're good. Thank you, Sean.
Wait, Tim, can you do that again? Because right as you came in and said that, I saw his node light up.
Okay, this is testing on FBI Richmond, 1234, NAWRO. I only get one.
Now, what if you go to the Mecca?
I did. I think we're set.
Yep, I don't hear anything over here, but I do see his node. I'm assuming every time you keyed up, that's when his node keyed up. That's weird. All right, cool.
Very good. NAWRO, clear for now.
NABDF.
If only all of our problems were that insignificant and easy to fix.
N-A-W-R-O. You get all the work done over there, Tom, that you wanted?
Not really, as much as I heard you guys talking on the meter, and I was trying to key in, but I couldn't key in. I don't know why I couldn't key in, so.
Oh, that. Well, no, there was an issue with the, I guess you'd call it crossbanding. So that was weird. Transmitting on both UHF and 7.2, but with Sean's help there, we found out the culprit, and it's been fixed. N-A-W-R-O.
Oh, sorry, I went over to UMP and I didn't hear anything, so I guess we're not connected right now.
I doubled with somebody. Go ahead. Oh, I just said my bad. I'll hook it back up. Copy that. Yeah, we had a little issue there, Tom. But, yeah, didn't notice the ump wasn't on. Thanks, Sean.
Well, I was over on 47.2. And I kept teeing up, but I could not click the repeater, and I don't know why.
Yeah, that was the issue we had earlier where 7.2 was misbehaving, and we were keying up 7.2 and UHF at the same time. So you must have been gotten there right in the middle of that, and somehow it wasn't working. Should be all set now, though.
No, I just tried keying it up again, 47.2, PL100, plus 6, and nothing.
All right, let me try then.
Kilo, Foxtrot, Base, Dog, Bravo. How about you, Mayville? You got a copy?
I'm back, Tom. I just got a response from my test over in 7.2, so don't know. Don't know what to say.
Well, the only thing I can think of, because this is my LECO, is when I was driving home after the meeting on Thursday, I jumped over to MAC, and I was keying up and talking for a second, and then all of a sudden the fuse blew. So that means that I didn't have enough power, and I was transmitting on high. Didn't realize it. So I rewired everything down to the battery, and then I just happened to check. I heard you guys talk, and I tried keying, and I couldn't get nothing was happening.
N-A-W-R-O. Well, I hate to say it, but that might not be good.
Well, I'm going to try to hit Middle River once I get into Richmond, see if I can key them up.
Hey, if you want, I'll just put it on our Simplex channel, and I'll keep it on, so when you pass your trunk down, you're just testing VHF, that's all, right?
Yeah, just to make sure I didn't blow the final on 2 meter.
Okay, I'll on the A side, I got 146.58 queued up, so whenever you get here.
All right, sounds good. I'm right in front of Lenox Township Hall, so not too far away. KCKGO.
Understood. I'll have Richmond on the B side, so I'll stand by.
N-8-W-R-O, clear for now.
8-W-R-O. Okay, I'm in town. I'm at the railroad tracks. So I'm going to go over to Simplex. KCQGO.
Understood. N-8-W-R-O.
It's got to be my antenna, Tim. KCQGO.
Okay, I did hear you on the 7.2 there, but yeah, we probably don't want to transmit if that's the case.
Well, it's that Kmart special. So, I don't know, I might have to change it over to the bullet antenna.
Copy that.
I'm thinking that this whole Kmart special thing that I bought isn't great for VHF, but it's fine for UHF. So I'll probably switch the antennas over and see how that goes.
Sounds like a good plan. Are you going to be able to make that meeting tomorrow night at MISD for the set?
So far, I don't see it as an issue because it looks like my workload is late tomorrow, but, you know, all things change with me.
Well, yeah, because this one is listed at 4:30 start, right? So that's a different than 7 p.m. But yeah, understood. I mean, we're all listed as optional. You can't be there. You can't be there. No biggie.
Okay, what is it? A DT meeting?
Planning for the spring sets, March 2nd meeting.
March 2nd, we're at April 18th.
I mean May 2nd, first Saturday next month. Yeah, the boss is getting us together to plan the scenario for the set.
Okay, I'll see how it goes, see if I can bounce in there. If I can't, you know, I'll just go from there. You can get a transcript or something.
All right, sounds good, Tom. I'm going to jump out. Have a good one. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, clear, but listening out.
Hey, yeah, 23, have a good night. I'm like 3 minutes off from the hangar. KCQGO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Yes, sir.
Figure out the issue.
Say again, Tom. I missed the last.
Figure out why I couldn't transmit on my Kmart special antenna.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Why?
It's only set for 150 to 174.
Well, there you go. You got your answer right there.
And I'm hoping I didn't kick back too much SWR on the final, but it doesn't look like I did any harm to it. Because I can put it over to, you know, it's on when I put it on the bullet. She's got a clear path. So I think I'm okay.
Yeah, Yeah. Oh, that's the same thing, too, with my ICOM in the car. When I pulled the cheapy bullet off and it fell apart, you know, that one. So that was my problem, too, but I had been transmitting on that for a while. So I still got to test the VHF on that one. I did UHF, and it's working fine, so.
Yeah, your bullet says 136 to 174. I did not realize that when I bought it. That's why I was having issues with it. It is because it's 150 to 174. So nowhere near where I need it to be.
And on mine, it wasn't even an NMO mount. It was just a cheapy DL-259 that pretty much fell apart and did not survive the winter. So that's it.
Yeah, still do for now. Like I said, I get a couple more funds together. I'll order one of the Larsons. I mean, I got a Larson on my work van, and I can always pull that off for the set. And, you know, it's Wally's Larson, but she's ready for VHF where I need her to be, so I can always yank that puppy off and put it on here temporarily, and then slot it back.
I will say I like the spring that's on that Larson that I just got. I can slowly back into the garage, and it just bends over, and, you know, no harm, no foul. Can leave it on, getting in and out of the garage.
Yeah, I didn't notice it until I went to Big B's. Big B's was closed, and I pulled in the TNC parking lot. And I was messing around, and all of a sudden guy came up in his truck and says, "You doing okay? Need any help with anything?" I'm like, "Oh, no, I'm fine." And, you know, this isn't a real car. And we started talking. He's from Richmond Lenick EMS, and he's going to see if he's off on Saturday and hopefully make it out to the Skywarn training.
Yeah, that Richmond Lenick is getting quite big nowadays. There's a lot of medics that work for that one as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mentioned Sean's name. Said, "Yeah, there's a guy that works on our radios. You might know his name, Sean." I go, "Yeah, Sean, WFU, Sean McCarthy. Yep, I know him quite well." He goes, "That's his name." I go, "Yeah." I said, "Work with him, you know, with RP and stuff like that." So put his bug in. He's got a GMRS, but I put the bug in his ear and see what happens if he comes on Saturday.
I'm having a feeling that we're going to be quite crowded in that auditorium on Saturday. I think there's going to be a lot there, which is good. It's a good deal.
Absolutely. But now that I know what the issue is, I'm going to order me another stick. And then I think I'll be good to go.
Well, I think we're all trying to just get our stuff ready for May 2nd. Got it right this time, May 2nd. I don't know, probably 9 o'clock start, I think. We're going to find out more tomorrow night.
Sounds good enough to me. Yeah, I'll try to make it there if I can. I said I'm not, you know, right now my schedule is open, but we'll see what happens.
All right, Tom, sounds good. Hope to see you there. Yeah, if you can make it, no big deal. If not, we'll live. Probably have another one, too. I don't know if this will be the only one. There might be a couple. I might have to bow out at one point because I want to play in the field, so I don't want to know everything. So we'll see how it goes. N-A-W-R-O after you, sir. Have a good one.
Yeah, same. I'm coming down on the approach. Talk later. 73. And WRO from KZKKO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8BPD.
W8BPD.